This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I woke up to some news about Taylor Swift's dad assaulting a photographer, DZ.
Let me find out Taylor Swift daddy got hands.
Well, she's got to get the fight from somewhere. I mean, come on.
True. True. I'll give you that. What happened?
There was some late night confrontation in Australia because remember, that's where she's on tour right now. We saw Travis Kelce go over there and visit her after the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And so now they're saying that her father allegedly hit a member of the paparazzi while they were out. Her and her dad were out in Australia on Tuesday morning. And so now he's been accused of assaulting someone who was just, she was exiting a yacht, basically. And they said everyone was in shock because her dad is, you know, 51, but the guy.
I don't mean none.
The guy that she.
I don't mean none.
The guy that she got into with that was 71.
Oh my God. Hey, so it was a fair fight, honestly.
It was. It's like, you know what? Don't come at the 50-year-old if you're 70, my guy.
Hey, listen, my boy. Daddy's going to protect their daughters, man. That man did what he was supposed to do. Salute to that man. I'm actually glad he did something.
Me too.
And I'm glad, I'm glad we heard about it, too.
Think about this. Her father's so rarely with her that imagine when you're with your daughter and now you see how they're treating her. You're probably snapping as a dad. You know, I would think you would snap. You'd be like, hold on. I know the security normally deals with this, but now that I'm here, I'm annoyed.
Listen, security, y'all been doing this for 10 years. I've been doing this for 30, okay? I got this, my guy.
And by the way, Taylor Swift did, somebody that works with her put something out saying that two individuals were aggressively pushing their way towards Taylor, grabbing at her security personnel and threatening to throw one of the female staff members in the water. And that was what made him snap, apparently. They said he had just had enough because, you know, it was too much.
I gotta be honest, this is the first time I'm ever even hearing about Taylor Swift's parents.
Honestly.
Like that.
Well, her mom we see here, if you were a fan, you'd see her mom a lot, but you never see her dad.
I'm a casual.
You never see her dad. Never, never. It's rare.
Ever. You know what it is? He's stepping in because he's going, I got to show this Travis boy how to treat my daughter.
He's like, Travis thinks he's going to come in and show me. I don't think so.
What?
No.
Watch this.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. I went to the gym yesterday, DZ, and I thought about you because I almost had an awkward interaction.
Gym and awkward interaction.
You told me what happened last time you were at the gym. Tell everybody else. Bruh. Share it with the class.
Share with the class. All right, I'll share with the class, man. So last time I was at the gym, I was finishing up my workout back in the locker rooms over at the Princeton Club. Jeremy had just put me through it, my personal trainer, right? And I'm kind of like in that struggle mode where your body realizes you just did a whole workout.
Yeah.
And you're starting to get stiff. I might have done something weird to my neck. So I'm sitting there trying to stretch it, move it around, and I get like fixated on one position. I found the spot. I was like, ooh, that's that spot. I feel it.
You found it. Yeah.
I was locked in, looking to my right and just getting a good stretch in on my neck so I could relieve some of that pressure that I was feeling.
Not looking at anybody else. You didn't think.
Not looking at anybody else. I thought, bruh. When I tell you, I was staring for a good 30, maybe 40 seconds before I realized I was making one dude in the locker room very uncomfortable. I didn't think I was staring at anybody.
You were staring at a naked guy, weren't you?
Bruh, I was staring at this buck naked dude. I mean, and he was tatted head to toe. I only realized because I had to observe him after I realized I had been staring at him for the last almost minute and tried to not make it awkward at all. So I'm like real quick, like, in my brain, what do I do? How do I react? So I like started wincing. So to let him know that I was in quote unquote pain.
So
I was stretching my neck.
You should have just been
not staring at his.
You know, you should have been like, I'm looking through you. I'm looking through you. It's not big enough anyway, my guy.
I'm looking Don't through you, that. Not at you, Poppy. Don't worry about me.
I have done that, though, where it looks like I'm staring at people, and I snap out of it, and I'm like, did they think I was looking at them? And then it's awkward, and that happened at a friend of mine said her ex-boyfriend was like, saw me, Allie was staring and hitting on me at the gym. I had no clue. No clue who he was. And I thought, oh my God, I must have been looking at him, but not looking at him the whole time I was working out.
Looking
like, I have no idea who this guy is, but I must have been staring right at him, but I wasn't thinking about it. And this is the most awkward stuff when you're in public. You're like, I'm not even looking at you, but you think I'm looking at you.
He was transparent in my eyes. That's exactly what happened. Because the only reason I noticed that I was staring at him was because he kept kind of like side-eyeing me and like looking more and more uncomfortable every second that passed. So when it finally clicked in, I was like, oh, no. Nah, man, nah. Not looking at you at all, actually. I didn't even see you in front of me or next to me. My bad, brother.
Oh, my gosh. We have
excuse me, sir.
I want to hear about awkward interactions in public you've had with other people, whether it's like DZ where you were at the gym and you were stretching your neck and realized you were staring at a naked guy in the locker room, but you weren't because you were stretching your neck and looking through him.
Looking through him. Not at him, not even near him. Somehow, all of a sudden, he magically appeared in my eyesight, and I was like, oh, this is awkward.
Maybe something happened at the grocery store. Any kind of awkward social interaction is what I want to hear about today. And maybe
and how you dealt with it.
And how you dealt with it. And maybe it's as funny as DZ's, and maybe it isn't. But we're going to take your calls next. 414-533-1037. Your awkward social interactions when you're out and about. Coming up next, Kiss FM. DZ was staring at a guy at the gym who was naked.
Not on purpose, just on accident, man. And when I noticed, I tried to make it not awkward, but it was done. The deed was done.
He got busted.
He was uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable, and I had to just try to save it by making myself look like I was more in pain than I was, man.
Oh, 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. And
I was stretching my neck.
Sure you were.
I was stretching my neck, I swear, bro.
Whatever he says, everybody. So we were talking about your awkward interactions in public, and DZ was at the Princeton Club. And he was in the locker room stretching his neck when he realized he was staring at a naked guy, but he was staring through the guy. I get it. I've been there.
Oh, man. That was probably the most awkward interaction I've had all year long, 2024. I don't know if that'll be topped either. That might have been the top of the top.
Lucky for you, there's plenty of people on the phone who want to share their awkward interactions, including Karen in Tishigan.
Morning,
hey,
Karen.
Good morning.
Jinx.
How are you guys?
Good. Did you see a naked person at the gym on accident, like DZ?
It's not a naked person, but it was a very awkward situation, and it happened at the Princeton Club.
Oh, our gym. Okay,
our favorite places, bro. Let's go. Let's hear it.
So I was doing my set because I had been working with a trainer, and I was doing it on my own. I was at the last. I needed the last machine, and this one chick was using two machines, one of the ones which is the one I needed.
You can't use two machines at once. Anyway,
well,
go on.
That's what I'm thinking. But even though my name is Karen, I am very shy and I'm afraid to go out to people. So finally I had enough and I said, I think you've left your stuff over here. She goes, no, I'm using that machine. I said, yeah, but you're using this machine. And she's just like, whatever, bitch. And I'm like,
there's some fighting words right there.
I went to one of the trainers and I said, hey, I'm trying to use this machine. Are people allowed to, use more than one?
No.
They're like, absolutely not.
There's no rules, but they should know better.
You got to work it.
It's called gym etiquette.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, man. You got to let, if you're on two machines and somebody wants to pop in and do a set, you got to let them. It's courtesy.
I know. Well, this is what I found out. Well, so she threw a fit, and she stomped out of there or whatever. I did my, minute or whatever it was.
You
it wasn't even that long. And so then I was done, and I went on the treadmill, and it was crowded. And all these guys were around me, like, you go, girl. I'm glad you said something. That woman was something, So it's like, so it does pay sometimes to open your mouth. That was the most awkward, uncomfortable situation.
Well, that's because her response was crazy. That's why. Her response was nuts. So in fairness, it wasn't you, it was her. But
no, 100%.
But you had to go Karen once you got the response because then it got more awkward.
And, I'm so
had to level up the Karenism.
That.
Yeah. Listen, a guy moved us the other day at the gym and was like, are you guys using this? And I was like, dude, we've been on this one machine for 3 minutes. Me and my friend, we're working out together. And that guy was more, I think, just annoyed. He didn't want anybody talking in the gym. You couldn't take your time.
He didn't want you guys close.
No, he's like, shut up and give me the machine. All right. Hey, Karen, thanks for sharing your story this morning. All right.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
You too.
Bye.
Bruh, I got to read you this text that came in.
What does it say?
Hilarious.
Tell me.
She said, so somebody said, I was at the gas station, right? And the cashier said that he liked my skin. Awkwardly, I said, thanks. My parents both have nice skin, too. He said, no, I was talking about your key fob. She had a pink skin on the fob. He was talking about the skin on her key, not the skin on her body.
Oh,
bro.
Wait, what do you mean a skin on a key fob? That wouldn't even have occurred to me either. I wouldn't have gone there in my mind.
AirPod cases, they're called skins. Fob things, they're called skins.
Do you know where I hear skins is from my children with video games. That's the only place
exactly.
I hear is skins is what they put on their characters. Is their outfit, right?
It kind of stems from that a little
That's
bit. Like they're calling it a skin
all
for
the
your
time.
For your pods or for your keys, whatever.
Give me $2.99 for this skin. I'm like, what are you talking about? $2.99 for a skin? What does that even mean?
Okay, Buffalo Bill, chill out.
All day.
I'm mortified. Thought the cashier was talking about her skin. No, her keys. Her keys. Your skin on your keys.
That's awkward. That's for sure.
Awkward.
Somebody else has an awkward interaction to share with us. Hi, babe.
Hey, babe.
It's Mike in Hartford, who we call Babe because that's what his wife calls him. All right.
He's Mike / Babe in my book.
So I don't know if you heard it, but DZ was staring at a naked guy in the gym in the locker room on accident.
Accident, capital accident.
Do we have quotes around the accident part?
It was
no air quotes.
I mean,
no pause.
I've been staring at guys with tattoos, like, just to look at their tattoos. They have clothes on, but
that's
I've
okay.
stared at those.
Same. Same.
But I'm a car person, and I know people by their cars, like if I actually don't know the person.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple years ago, I pulled into a grocery store where I lived, and I thought I had seen one of my friends pull up, and he had a pretty generic looking car, but he had aftermarket rims. And I was like, I pulled up next to the car and I waited as the person got out because it had tinted windows. And I was like awkwardly staring at this car, waiting for this person to get out. It wasn't my buddy. It wound up being a grandma. I was like,
was it his grandma? What the hell?
I don't know. I didn't notice anything else about the car, but the rims. And I was like, oh, this is awkward. Okay, I'm going to keep going.
Weird.
I didn't say anything, but I was like parked in the aisle, like blocking her car in if she wanted to back out. And when she got out,
I was
like,
you made her feel uncomfortable.
This is awkward.
You were literally behind the homie. Ready to throw something, ready to probably yell or something, and then all of a sudden, that's a grandma. Go.
Yep. Roll up the window, quick.
Don't tell her I'm stalking her, but I thought it was my buddy. My bad. Sorry, grandma.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right. What's the problem? Oh, I already know what the problem is. It involves child support. That's right, because I said I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You said ears perked. What's up?
And I never even went through a child support. Like, we never, I mean, yeah, anyway.
Oh,
long,
yeah.
We
yeah.
don't, we Not just, here. We're equal. We just don't.
It's amicable.
We don't pay either way. We just split all the expenses, if that makes sense.
In that degree, y'all are 50-50.
Yeah, we were 50-50 when we divorced, so no child support. And that happens with couples, so.
That's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
Sometimes
if you make the same amounts.
True.
Which a lot of people don't. So anyway, so what's the child support? We had other drama, though. What's the child support drama?
Jackie's drama. So Jackie wrote in and said, hey, Ali and DZ, I'm a single mother, late 20s, make great money to support my 2-year-old child at my job. My baby daddy is not in the picture whatsoever, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even really know him that well. We were casually seeing each other when I got pregnant, and he made it clear that he wouldn't be in our lives because he said he had goals to reach before he could even focus on kids or a family.
Okay.
That being said, he stayed true to his word. The last time I talked to him was when I texted him letting him know that I was in labor. Never heard back.
Ugh.
Eventually heard through the grapevine that he changed his number and might have moved, too.
Oh, okay. What a way to handle it. You just had a kid.
He gone. Said, I'm very independent, but am feeling anger because I had to drop out of college, put my life on hold to support my child while he gets to do whatever he wants.
Mm.
To be honest, I'm thinking about filing for child support out of resentment towards my baby daddy. I'm kind of embarrassed at the same time, though. I wouldn't say I need the money, but I feel like I need to do something, or I'll always have this built-up animosity towards someone I barely know. What should I do? What would you do in my shoes, Jackie?
Well, it's not just animosity towards someone she barely knows. It's animosity to her kids' father. I mean, you're channeling.
I thought you were talking about kids.
Well, I mean, that's what, I don't know. What do you think? Well, you want to tell me next?
I mean, the reality is, bruh, child support is there to support the child. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for spousal support, you earn a spouse. And if you're doing Correct. Something out of resentment, that triggers a certain response in me that I don't know. Mm-hmm. I genuinely don't feel like that is the right way to go about it, man. But yeah, I could talk to you next and elaborate a little bit about it, because I don't think she needs child support. And I don't think she should ask for child support at all.
Yeah, okay. So what should she do? This is what we're going to do next. 414-533-1037. I'm curious to hear what you're going to say and the listeners. Oh, the phone lines are already ringing. All right, we're going to talk to you next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, DZ, the phone lines are blowing up. See what you did?
Well, sometimes I make it worse. Y'all hear the disclaimer? That's not an open, that's a disclaimer.
Can you recap this for everybody quickly, please, and tell them what the problem is?
Jackie's a single mother, late 20s, makes good money at her job to support her 2-year-old. Mm-hmm. Baby daddy made it expressly obvious that he wasn't going to be involved. 2 years later now, she's building animosity, resentment towards him, and wanting to ask for child support, but doesn't feel like she even needs it. She just wants to avoid hating this dude any more than she already does, probably. In a nutshell.
Well, you might have been triggered some ladies today, DZ.
That's okay. I got my reasons, though.
Maybe not, though. Jennifer's in Franklin. Hey, Jennifer. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right. What's your advice? We want to hear.
Okay. So here's my thought. Whether she needs the support or not, her child deserves to be supported by two parents. She could take that money and put it in a college fund, put it in a savings account, and then it's a win-win. She's maybe feeling a little bit better, and that child's getting supported by two parents child deserves.
It would be pride at this point. You're like, I don't need money. Well, no, you might not need it, but that guy should be paying for that kid.
Yeah, but it's financial support, not emotional support. And what a child actually needs is emotional support. It needs that father to be there. And unless that dad's actually going to step up to the plate and be there, you're not. The importance of the finances is not going to matter.
I think it's both. I think you need financial and emotional. And that's why people suck at being parents, because most of us can't do both.
Coming from a place of resentment is wrong. And quite frankly, I think she's better off without asking for child support, because then she's giving this guy some legal bound connecting him to that child.
Yeah, but
even on the birth certificate? That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't need that. You don't need him. You on your own. You're doing good, Ma. Anything that you allow him to trickle into gives him a ground and some footing to step on when he later in life decides
to do something
different.
He's not going
to
go into a courtroom and say, I haven't been there. Give me custody. Yeah. And they're not going to be like, okay. They're going to be like, yeah, okay, good talk. Go out, go away and pay child support. I mean, if you haven't been there, they're not just going to hand them, you know, custody. But I think that you also remember, DZ, you start having kids and that's when you realize how much they cost.
So
you can be in this prideful place and be like, whew, maybe I can't afford child. Maybe I do need help with child care. And that's on the parents, you know? And that's
where
the place is.
And even if she's like, you know what? Your dad wasn't involved, but I've been saving all this money for you so you can go buy a car when you're 16 or you have a college fund. You know something, like, it's more about the kid than this lady's resentment. Like, this child deserves to be supported by two parents. You know, that's just the fact.
Yeah. Can she even find this guy?
I really don't think if this dude hasn't been involved for 2 years, he's not going to come out of the woodwork and be like, yeah, I want to have custody every weekend.
I mean, you listen, years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, that father could be established and go, you know what, I've got a child out there I got to respond for and I got to fight for. And then all of a sudden he comes back and life has thrown crazier lemons and people have made lemonade. You hear me?
I don't disagree with that. You can totally come back and have a relationship for sure. Okay, so what do you say go for the child support, Jennifer?
I do. Mm-hmm. For the sake of the child. Even if she saves it and puts it away. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I hear. Then she's got to let go of that resentment, though, because that's what for me when, no, you're coming at it from a negative place. But Jennifer, we appreciate your call.
Yeah,
thank you, fam.
Thank you. She's going to be angry. She's going to be angry through the whole child, the early childhood years. As a single parent, you're angry through all that in the beginning because you're doing it alone, and then you get over it, and you hopefully move on with your life.
And doesn't childcare go based off of, like, income? So it's not like she's going to get
sometimes a
nice lump sum, whatever. Like, you're dictated to pay technically whatever percentage of what you can pay, right?
Yeah.
I don't have experience with this, so yeah. I'm kind of going in here blind, just talking.
But yeah, I would depend on your income, which people then lie about. Because I worked for an agency who used to chase people down for child support, a public agency, when I was in college. I interned.
Oh.
And it was a nightmare trying to find some of these deadbeats. And there's a lot out there, boy. And they all hide, and they hide their income, and they hide their employment. And the state looks for them and looks for them for these women, and they can't find them. I've worked through this, trust
me. There.
It's a nightmare, dude. So okay, but on a brighter note, let's go to the next caller. Amanda's in Maguanago. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, what are we thinking about this? Should she go for the child support?
Shoot it straight.
She should. She needs to go for the child support because if you can't pay for your child, then you shouldn't be doing what you're doing to make that child. She can put all of that into, like the last caller said, a fund, a college fund for the child, a trust.
Yeah.
What she needs to do, she also needs to think about tomorrow's not guaranteed. So how do you know tomorrow you're not going to go to your job and not have one?
That's true. You have nothing to fall back on.
Right. She has something to fall back on because she doesn't need it right now.
Well, the kid will have something to fall back on at least. Yeah.
I mean, it gives her a safety cushion too if something were to happen, because then she can still support her child.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. No, I do hear that. Definitely come around
but
to that concept because tomorrow's not promised.
Uh-uh.
Right. Well, and she does have to come. I mean, she has to come out of that place of resentment before she actually wants to ask for that, though.
That's true.
I mean, I grew up in a family where my mom didn't pay child support, so I know how tough it is for that single parent when things do not go the way they exactly want.
You had the opposite. You had the dad raise you and the mom didn't pay. See? So it goes both ways. Yep, it goes both ways. All right, thank you
and
for
dad
calling.
Dad didn't ask for it.
No.
That you know of. A lot of times, the kids shouldn't even know what's going on with child support, if you want me to be honest. Like,
that's true.
Amanda shouldn't even know.
100% agree to that.
I found out later in life.
Of course. That's better.
So,
as an adult, when your parents start talking to you a little better.
Then he told you your mom didn't pay for anything and sucked.
Yes.
It was later. Because he didn't want to hurt you when you were young. Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling.
That made that much cooler, though. Appreciate you, Amanda.
Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Last but not least, because I know she was fired up, Michelle's in Bayview. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. I'm going to go the opposite way on this. And I guess it really depends on what she thinks of this man, and if she thinks that him being around would be a benefit to the kid. They didn't know each other very well. So it's not just getting the paycheck. It's not just getting the money. It's also everything that comes along with it. Because is this person going to be a good father?
No.
We already know that.
I think that's what the people that are saying, well, just the money doesn't matter because you need the emotional. I'm going, you're not getting both. I think this guy's established that. The guy doesn't want to do either. He doesn't want anything to do with it.
Michelle brings it up, though. They barely know each other. Yeah. They probably don't even know each other's last names.
Sucks.
I'm just talking,
well,
right?
Well, maybe he should have gotten a vasectomy. Like you said, he shouldn't have, DZ, and maybe he wouldn't be in this position. Hence how we feel when we're not on birth control. Accidental pregnancy.
Yeah, different story.
So much
different story,
until,
different chair.
Until a kid's born and now you got responsibilities you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah. In my personal experience, like, I went through something similar. And, yeah, it was a struggle sometimes. But I also was able to make what I thought was the best decisions for my child and for my life without having to, you know, weigh someone else's opinion on it.
Yeah, that's how we cope. We're like, the positive is nobody's telling us what to do.
Right.
Single parenting. What a time to be alive. And
my daughter turned out great. I said
it
was worth it to me because, I'm very proud of my daughter and, and she's got her own nice little family. So,
and that's reflective of you. So good job
You did right. Exactly.
Good job, Michelle. Have a great day.
Not worry about nobody else.
Thank you.
Bye. She's my neighbor.
She is your neighbor in Bayview. Who you yelling at over there? 103.7 KISS FM.
Listen, man.
Allie and DZ, if you missed it yesterday around this time, we got DZ a little freaked out because Sammy's...
Yeah, y'all got me freaked. All the way freaked out. That's not even an understatement. Y'all got me tweaking. I'm not even going to lie. You guys had me going through it.
Sammy woke up and he was having some issues with an eye, right?
Yep. So we took him to the doctor. We were able to get him in. Shout out Dr. Fee. She a real one. And I walk in, and about 2 minutes into the interview, 2 minutes into the
feels like it when they ask you about your kids sometimes. It feels like an interview.
Man, she went, looked at me. She was like, oh, no, we was listening. You definitely got a pink eye. No, jokes. But no, we saw Dr. Fee, and she literally didn't even need to, like, analyze him all that much. She went, looked at his eye, looked at his gung, looked in his ears, and then was like, yeah, I know you don't want to hear this, but he's definitely got pink eye.
Dang it.
Bruh.
Were you so upset?
And I'm sure... Just give me the I told you so's. I'm ready for him, whatever. He's...
No, I don't have an I told you so. I mean, I knew it was pink eye when you said that because I've had pink eye, but I didn't want to freak you out. So I was like, let him go. Maybe it's not. But I also went on a rant yesterday. My new cause is the stigma around pink eye. Because I said every time I've had it, people are like, ew. And I'm like, shut up. It's from bacteria. It's from poop. Everyone's like, you know, oh, you had to have poop in your eye.
And I texted you when we found out. And I was like, yeah, somebody definitely farted in my kid's face. Pink eye.
Did you ask the doctor at all about that? About, like, the way people are convinced, like, that's what it's from or what it is from?
No, she went into it, though. I didn't even have to ask. She was like, it could happen through anything. I mean, they just touch one thing that's dirty,
that's
rub
it.
Their
it's
face.
It's contagious, man. The stigma is a joke.
I can almost guarantee it probably came from either daycare or whatever child-friendly activity we had recently done where he was near kids. It's one of those inevitable things that... we were really hoping to avoid, because I even asked my mother, I was like, Mom, did I ever have pink eye? And she was like, I mean, maybe once when you were a baby, but not after you grew up a little bit. You never had to risk it that. I was a pretty clean kid as far as, like, bathing, taking care
of myself,
washing my body.
Doesn't matter, though, if you touch stuff in public, you can immediately get something. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter how clean you are.
All it takes is a one touch, really, and that's all it took. So now we got a youngin' with dang pink eye. Aww. We're trying to fight him. Bruh, I don't know why. They give children
eye
drops.
It's drops for kids.
It's drops.
Oh, they probably hate them.
How am I supposed to get these burning drops inside of my 2.5-year-old when I know he's stronger than
Sammy!
He looks?
I'm like, where is he? Let me talk. Sammy!
So we're literally trying to wrangle this man down, hold him, pin him, do something. Mm-hmm. We're probably traumatizing him to eye drops now because he just doesn't like it. Mm-hmm. And this being his first experience with him, it makes it that much harder, man. So
you're right.
We try some,
they need a pill for that.
Something. I was a cream. Pill. Come on now. Like, I was thinking maybe a spray. Can I get it in a spray form so I could just in his face
Sammy
and keep
it? Can I tell you something why I think I've gotten it as an adult so many times?
Why?
Is because you may notice this because you sit across from me every day and I've noticed it being on Zooms. I never noticed before this. I touch my face a lot. I've never noticed until I was on camera more and I was looking and I'm like, why are you always touching my chin, my cheek, my eye? Like, I'm like, no, and a lot of people never touch their face. Everybody fidgets differently, you know?
That's
one of my fidgets. And so I was like, oh my goodness, like, no wonder.
Now you're making me wonder why I haven't had it, because I touch my face probably just as much as you do, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, if you wash your hands in between, you can block it, see? But you have to know you touched something.
And now, I mean, after the last four years, everybody is finally now conscious about touching things. Wow. When before, we just kind of went about life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, didn't worry about it. Now everybody's worried about it.
Sammy!
What are you yelling about back there, Sammy?
Hola, ¿cómo estás? I love you.
The third host of the show. Papi,
Sammy,
come here.
Come here. See, I know he can't hear me because you have headphones on.
Oh, he's coming. He heard you.
Good.
Don't worry about it. He's coming to talk his
Tell
talk.
Tell him Auntie Allie's over here. Come here.
Venga, papi.
Hola, hola, again.
Don't touch me, though, because you dirty.
Don't listen to Papa.
No, I'm playing,
hola,
Papi.
Sammy.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hi. ¿Cómo te sientes?
¿Cómo te sientes?
How do you feel?
Bien.
He's good.
Sammy.
Good.
Real loud and clear.
Good.
Okay, Bobby.
No, I'm going to let him go.
Don't eat the microphone, son.
Do you panic every time he touches things around you? Oh, hi, Sam. Oh, there we go.
Do I now panic every time he touches things? Bruh, I've got Lysol and hand sanitizer at an arm's distance from me right now. No, I'm not panicking because
Sammy's
I got
laughing.
These two fail-safes.
He's laughing while you're showing me all of these products. Hi, Sammy.
Because he knows I'm trying to not spray it at him.
We're playing peekaboo, so he's literally touching his eyes right now. This is going
you
great
said you're
for
playing you. Pink eyeboo? You're playing pink eyeboo, what?
And then he grabbed your microphone.
Man.
Wait, what about Papa?
What about me?
Okay, Sammy, we love having you on the air, and as you continue to talk more, you're going to be on more, okay?
Okay,
I'm going to say bye now. Adios. Adios.
Adios. All right.
Oh my gosh, she's so cute. Sanitize that. And when we come back, am I the jerk? I'm actually, it's me today. I want to know for something I did with my children yesterday. I made a parenting decision that I might regret, but you guys made you with the Lysol in the background. I cannot. I may regret the decision I made. But I'm going to share it with you guys, and you guys tell me if I'm a jerk for what I did to my kids yesterday. I'd had enough.
I can't wait to hear it.
And then after Am I the Jerk, we have tickets to go see Pink, because that was the big announcement yesterday. She's coming to town to the Pfizer in October. So Am I the Jerk? I'll tell you what I did, and then Pink tickets. It's going to be a heck of a day and nice weather.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today is me because I want advice from the listeners and I want them to tell me if I'm the jerk. And I could see it going both ways.
Oh, you know I'm going to tell you what I think.
I know, thank goodness. DZ, I want to know if I'm the jerk for not making my children share. But hear me out.
I'm listening.
Okay, so they're 10 and 12, Owen and Hudson. Everybody knows this if you listen to the show. If not, there's the update. Right. They're 10 and 12. And obviously, that's an age where their best friends are fighting. There's really no in between. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And right. I will admit, I may have started this problem, but it's not my fault in the end, and I'm going to stick to that because...
Wait.
I did not make them share.
Listening.
I didn't make them share, listening. But I'm saying it might have been my fault because I only gave one of them something and not the other. But that's where it gets messy, okay? Whole life, though, if one gets something, I force them to share.
You keep it equal.
Like a lot of parents, like if Owen comes home with, you know, two cupcakes, it's like, well, share with Hudson. And that should make you feel good to share with your brother. And a lot of times, they will share. Well, not anymore, DZ. And so, a fight ensued last night because I had given Hudson this little Sonic, like Sonic the character, the cartoon character, a little Sonic, like a little lollipop holder with two lollipops that came with it. And I found
it. The new Pez dispenser?
I found it at like Ross or something by the cash register, and I just grabbed it and I gave it to him. And I thought, but I don't have anything for Owen. And I was like, screw it. It's a $3 popsicle. He'll live. But the point is, he got two lollipops. And so when Owen saw it, he went, huh, Hudson, are you going to share one of your lollipops with me? And Hudson goes, no.
Natural.
No.
And not so natural.
I turn to Hudson. I go, really? Really? You got two lollipops and you're really going to just keep them both for yourself and not share with Owen? He goes, no, I don't want to share. No. Didn't even feel bad. Didn't care. And then they started arguing about how neither of them are nice to the other, and it ensued into this night of arguments. So at
they
one
were enemies
point,
then.
Yeah, they were enemies. And so at one point, I went, normally I'd force them to share and just be done with it.
Right.
And I didn't. This was the first time I went. And so I looked at Hudson. I go, you know what? Karma's a bee, and it's going to come get you, dude. And he goes, is that a Taylor Swift song? And
yes.
I said, it is. But there is something to karma. And you not sharing right now, that will affect your energy in the universe, and it will not come back to you. And when Owen gets something next time, I don't want to hear a word. I don't want to hear a word.
Nothing about sharing, nothing.
Nope, we don't share anymore, then we don't share anymore. So I feel like I'm teaching them bad habits, and I'm almost going, fine, you want to be a jerk? Be a jerk. But I've had it. Maybe this is the point in parenting where you go, screw it, not my problem, not my chair. I'm tired of working out these dumb arguments. If you're not going to share with your brother, for the first time I went, fine, don't. But just be prepared for the way the universe treats you in return, because you're not going to have good karma. And I'm going to move on with my life. And he didn't get it because he's 10.
Well, of course he did. He's not going to get it until it comes time to be
it.
Shared with. And then Owen goes, no, I'm not sharing. I don't want to.
But
I got two cupcakes and they're mine.
Exactly. And some might say this is lazy parenting, which I would accept as well, where I just gave up. Because I did. I went, I'm done.
I actually disagree. I don't think it's lazy parenting at all. I think it's proactive parenting, and I don't think you're the jerk. I wasn't sure which way I was going to lean on it, right?
Because tell me the truth.
I'm on the opposite end of your spectrum, right? I'm at the start of this. You got a 10 and 12. I got a 0 and a 2,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so everything I'm over here was sharing when they were that age.
And that's what it's going to be. In my head, I'm like, no, they're about to share everything for the next arguable 10 to 12 years. But after a certain point, bro, after a certain point, you have to let them learn their own lessons.
Thank you.
You hear me? And that's the lesson you're letting them learn. No, you're teaching them boundaries. Mm-hmm. You're teaching them restraint, but you're also not teaching them like the choice or the will.
That's not always fair. Have.
It's not always fair. Life ain't always like that, man.
I did give that speech at the end of the argument. I went, life is not fair. There's going to be tons of times in life where Hudson gets things, you don't get Owen, and Owen gets things, and we don't always get a piece of the pie. I go, you're being a jerk right now, Hudson, but at the end of the day, I'm done regulating these fights, and if you don't want to share, I just don't want him to become this nasty person who doesn't share with people and him not find any consequences from it, because, you know, I'm hoping he sees the consequences. Yeah. If he doesn't, he's just going to continue to treat people like that. Like, I don't like that either,
but
right?
But life's about choices, and he had a choice to make. He knew he had two suckers. He knew he had a brother that he could have shared that sucker with, and he was not interested in it. Now he can learn the lesson of when other people now have something that you want, and they remember a past experience where you maybe weren't as friendly. They might not be as friendly that time. It's you got to learn that, my boy.
It's about how you treat people.
It's about how you treat people.
And how you want people to treat you. It is.
I love this, bro.
And I want to agree with everyone who thinks Hudson's a jerk. You're right, he is. But that's not the question. The question is Allie a jerk for refusing to make Hudson share with Owen? He had two lollipops. It would have been so easy to just end it. And I went, nope, I'm not doing it. I'm not forcing you to share anymore. Figure it out.
I'll be curious where the listeners go with this, because not that long ago, we just talked about how a parent is the jerk for not paying the vacation for one and not the other. But see? That's a learned lesson. It's almost no, it's not even similar. It's different, but at the same time, when it boils down to it, it's about the parenting and the scenario and how you embrace it. And these are kids. Is it a valuable lesson for them to learn, or is Allie just being a jerk?
A jerk. 414-533-1037. You can text, or you can call that phone number. Just make sure you put the 414, and we're going to take your calls and texts next. I'm with you, DZ. I'm dying to see which way people are going to go.
Allie the jerk for not making her kids share?
That's the question.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Throwing myself on the fire today, and it is what it is, everybody. You're not going to hurt my feelings if you call me a jerk, but it is basically, am I the jerk for not making my kids share for the first time in their lives? They're 10 and 12 now. I'm done fighting these fights. If you don't want to share and be a jerk, that's on you, Hudson, because that's what happened in my house last night.
Right.
So annoying.
You just went hands-free. You and I, y'all handle it then. Bet. That's what you want to do?
Seriously. Well, there are three people on the phone right now who want to give their input. So let's just start with the wildest one of all, should we? You think?
Oh, you have to. You
all
got
right.
to.
I
got
to start with her because we all know she's a character.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Destiny.
Good morning.
Now, you have a lot of kids, you and your wife.
Yeah, you didn't have to say it like that.
Right, dang. Yeah, bust them out, why don't you?
Like a whole squad out here.
Well, yeah, four. I mean, three and one on the way.
Right, okay, so we got kids.
She just realized they have a whole squad.
The whole game. You think she wasn't counting the team? But she's waiting to buy jerseys.
Destiny, am I the jerk for not making my boys share? Tell me the truth. You'll tell me the truth.
There comes a time and age where there's one thing from sharing to thinking about somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you're a jerk for forcing them. Like you said, maybe Hudson is kind of, but
he's totally.
The question is, when did you stop telling them, hey, man, maybe you should get one for your brother. You know, like, you think your brother might want one? So that's kind of where I'm stuck at in it. But I don't think he's a jerk for not sharing, though, because they're old enough.
You think I should have just...
my two fight in the backseat right now for the tablet.
Been there, done that. That's you know, I got a third row in my car for 5 years just to keep my kids apart.
What? You know they got cardboard for that? You can just put in between them, then they don't have to see each other?
I'd rather go into debt and get a third row in a car and have them apart every time we drove down the road. That's a fact. But anyway, that's a topic for another day. So, Destiny, am I the jerk or not? No, not the the jerk?
No, you're not the jerk. Because I think, like DZ said, they're going to get old enough. They're going to have to know when they, you know. Oh, bro, you don't want to share with me? All right, check. Beat that. Watch when we go to the store and I get some Cheetos and you going to want some. I'm going to tell you Cheeto on your finger.
Ooh,
you know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you're not
go ahead,
the jerk.
Chew on that.
All right, so yeah. Destiny says not the jerk. I appreciate you.
Man.
Thank you, Destiny.
Is this being recorded? Because I just agreed with you on something. Please don't hold it against me.
It's not only is it live, but it will be on our Odyssey app later for everyone to go back and listen to our show where Destiny said I was right. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to have to find the delete button.
Bye. I just turned it off.
Bye, Destiny.
Bye, Destiny.
What's that? Look at that. A pig flying.
It happened. Next up, he said he finally got to listen to us again. Dan in East Troy. Dan, good morning.
What up, what up?
Good morning to you guys.
I'm glad your radio's not broken anymore. Just listen to us on your phone, dude, through the Odyssey app. Come on, Dan.
Come on, man. You know better.
You're right, I could. But when my radio breaks for some reason, it tells me it's miswired for some stupid reason. I need to rip it out and just take one of the three that's in my garage and put it in, but I'm lazy, so.
Oh, radio stories. Okay, so Dan, am I the jerk, though, for not making my kids share? Let's just get to it.
Absolutely.
Keep it honest, man.
He said no.
Absolutely not. This is something that we've all learned as adults, to learn to share, to get along with one another. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have to figure this out at some point on their own. I commend you for like, no, you need to share. This is how we live. This is how we get along with one another.
I was tired, Dan. I gave up, and I didn't want to fight the fight, and I went, screw it, it's on you.
A losing battle. You're like, you know what? You're all going to figure this out on your own. You'll get your karma back later when your other brother's got something that you want. Like, oh, I guess I don't get to ask for that because I won't deal with him no more.
But Dan,
he's not going to remember that.
It's so hard as a parent because you just want everybody to be happy. That's why we suck at parenting, when we just want them to be happy. So we give them everything, and it's like, I was just done yesterday. I go, you're not getting everything. In fact, nobody's sharing with anybody.
And it feels like jerk behavior because you almost just like let it go. You're like, I don't have the energy for this. I don't have the care for this. If that's not what you want to do, fine. Be that way. Meh. Go away.
Yeah, 100%. Yep. I just said, screw it. Go. Goodbye.
So that's why it feels jerky, but nah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my behavior of giving up was jerky, but at the end of the day, I wasn't really hurting anyone. Hudson was, somebody was going to lose. There was nobody was going to win.
And honestly, they were going to.
At some point, Al, you just got to say, hey, I just can't do this anymore with you two because I'm not getting anywhere. It's not headway. We're just fighting anymore. You know what we're going to do? You're going to figure out on your own.
Yeah, and go work it out. Work it out. I do that,
Because, Allie, if it wasn't that, they were going to get set off by something else. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and then mom acts crazy, and then everybody's unhappy. It's like, I get upset, we're all going to be upset. So just get ready.
They got a lot of growing to do. These things are going to come up again and again and again, and eventually they will start to sink in. It's like, no, I should really be nice because it makes me feel better.
That part. Thank you, Dan. That was good advice. I should do it because it makes me feel better there because I'm being a good person. Thanks, Dan.
Because when you're being selfish, do you really feel great about it? Absolutely not.
Hudson,
my friend.
Whoa. Some people do. I ain't gonna lie.
For the night. I got you.
Dan, he said it with his chest. Like Hudson was like, I'm not sharing my lollipops.
Yeah.
How many adults?
I don't want to, Mom. I ain't going to. Like, you know what? You'll figure it out.
Rude. He will.
Plenty of adults hate sharing because they were never made to share as kids.
When you do those things. You put that kind of energy out there, you'll get it back tenfold.
Ding, ding. All right. I feel better. Not the jerk. Two not the jerks. Thank
you,
Dan. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Later, Whitney. Brother. Whitney's in Milwaukee. Whitney, are you going with the crowd and sweeping, or do you think I'm a jerk for not making my kids share?
Not the jerk. Yes. And I am triggered.
Oh, go on.
Triggered.
Please.
I have two boys, and they're 2 years apart, and at this point, they're 14 and 16, and Allie, it does not get better.
Oh, my God. I am so glad we're talking to you right now, because I was literally about to ask, Allie, imagine this, or I was going to say this, imagine this when they're 14, 16, or 18, 16, whatever, and one of them has a car, and one goes, hey, can I borrow the car?
Oh, no.
I don't feel like sharing.
No. When one of them has a car, if Owen gets a car, because he's the oldest, he will be driving wherever I tell him to drive with his brother in the car. That will not even... And now you may hold me to that in a few years when that happens, but right now I'm standing my ground on that because, it would be on. No way.
What's the difference? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if Owen decides to hold on to that lollipop story for the next... 6 years, and then all of a sudden goes, you know what? You remember when you had that Sonic lollipop when you was 10?
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't giving you a ride today. I'm being selfish. I don't want to.
Oh, my God. All right, go take care of Sammy. Okay, so Whitney, he wants to say something. Whitney, go on.
I can say that it doesn't reflect. It's like a sibling thing only because, like, with their friends, they share all day. But with each other, they don't share. So
yes.
it's not. Yeah, it's just a sibling thing.
They're nicer in public. No, they're nicer in public to people. But when they come home, it's just like how you're more mean to your family, but you're nicer to everyone you don't know. Like, oh, talk about triggered on that one, Whitney.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for calling, Whitney. You have a great day.
So, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, DZ. You ready to do this? It was not the jerk all the way down. You ready?
Not the jerk. I'm actually kind of surprised that nobody said the jerk, but okay. You owned it today.
Well,
not the jerk.
Not the jerk for not making my kids share. Her catalog is 25 years deep, DZ. It's really
long.
Deep. It's long.
Long and strong.
And that's why her concerts are so good, because it's just song after song that you know and you can sing along to. So Michelle is calling this morning. Oh, where is she? She's in Greendale. Hey, Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Great.
You calling for pink tickets?
I am.
Ooh, what are you up to this morning that you had some time to call?
Just dropped off the kid at school on my way to a doctor's appointment.
You don't have pink eye, do you?
No, my boyfriend did last week, though.
So there you go, DZ, another adult. Thank you very much.
No, okay.
We've
talked
about pink eye all week.
Yep.
At this rate.
Honestly.
Listen, I gotta backtrack a little bit, though, because she said, yeah, I'm calling for pink tickets. Y'all got some?
I was like, no.
She slid that in there like, oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Michelle, we only put you on because I wanted to talk to you about your boyfriend having pink eye. That was it.
Of course.
We heard it was your birthday last week, too, so we just wanted to say happy belated birthday. But that's all. We'll talk to you later.
No, you're going to pink eye.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Go, Michelle. Go, Michelle. Her boyfriend doesn't have pink eye anymore. Go, Michelle.
He can go to pink without pink eye. Go, Michelle. Go, Michelle.
Take him.
All right. True. Could be girls' night. I don't know.
Michelle, congratulations. Uh-huh. You're going to see pink.
Thank you.
So if you missed it, she's coming to Pfizer Forum October 23rd. That was the big announcement yesterday. And we're going to have tickets every day this week. So hold on, Michelle, okay?
Okay.
All right. So Michelle was our first winner of the week.
We'll have
another one tomorrow at 7:45. It's a lot of winning going on around here. Same time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, DZ, it's official. It will be the last Fast and the Furious movie when they get to the 11th one in 2025.
No!
Yeah, Vin Diesel.
So.
He had to confirm this because what had happened was when Fast X came out last year, he was on the red carpet. And he said, you know, he was making these comments on the red carpet that basically the finale had to be a trilogy. So there was, he was implying there was going to be two more installments. But then a few months later, the writers and directors were like, hold on, slow your roll. So it looks like the last one, the 11th one, which will be in 2025 next year, will be the last installment of the Fast and the Furious movies. They better be serious this time. They better not be telling us this and then make three more. I'm telling you what.
I mean, bro, there is 11. There's 10 of these Fast movies. I don't think anybody really fathomed how we were going to get past 5.
DZ,
all of a sudden, you bust out 5 more?
I got to say, obviously, he always says the fans are to thank. Well, yeah, because they're the ones going to see it and paying all the money. Of course, you keep making them if people are following it. But I have never...
Yeah, I kept going. You're right.
I don't think I've seen more than 2 of them. Who are
really?
The people that got through the 10? Congrats to you.
I own the first 5.
Okay.
I stopped buying them after that because I was like, I'm going to just wait until they come out with the whole dictionary of the Fast and Furious movies and then I'll just buy them all together.
Because you keep buying, if you're trying to buy the set and then they keep coming out with another, what are you going to do?
You're never going to have the set, so I waited. And then all the drama happened with Vin Diesel and The Rock and I was like, oh, they're definitely done making these movies, right? Like,
oh, yeah. So wait, what's going on with that now?
Well, this was like from a few years back, man. I want to say it was from like the 8th, maybe the 9th movie. Where they were not, it was the 8th one, I think, if I'm not misspeaking.
There's
but
so many movies
they had a
where, like,
out.
You know, on the 8th one, when they got in that one fight.
It was either 7, 8, or 9.
We don't even know. And we haven't even talked about Paul Walker passing away, which is the craziest part of the Fast for the franchise. You know what I mean? Like, the whole thing's wild.
The fact that they were even able to spin it so that they could continue and still somehow loop him back in. And people will always associate Fast and the Furious with him. Like, they actually did that in a good way, and I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that.
Absolutely.
What I'm not proud of is the very public falling out that Vin Diesel and The Rock had, to which then The Rock prompted and said, I will never return to the Fast and Furious movies. Lo and behold,
he's coming back.
At the end of 10, he's coming back.
The
and obviously...
Over.
the feud is over. They've buried the hatchet or whatever the saying is. And supposedly it's going to be a spinoff. So the reality is, let me burst your bubble, because, yeah, maybe the Fast franchise is over, but it's only going to lateral. It's only going to make. Now it's going to be Hobbs and whatever part one and part two.
There's
and part
no
three
way
and
they're doing
four.
11. There's no way you're doing 11 movies and then stopping. There's just no way. I agree with you. There's going to be a spinoff or something else more.
Think about it. They've been making these movies for about 20 years. I remember the first time I saw these movies. I still have all the collector cards that I bought from when the first movie came out. I was a genuine fan.
Loved Fast and the Furious. Oh my gosh.
Give me 2 seconds. I could literally grab every single car from the first movie. I have them on display in my basement.
Okay.
Yes.
Two seconds.
I'm so serious.
Two seconds. Go. No, I'm just kidding. I believe you. I believe you. Okay. So there you go. Fast and the Furious, the 11th one, saying that Vin Diesel saying this will be the last installment. We will not get two more movies, which is what people were hoping for.
What else could they do? Bro, one, this last movie is going to probably be 4 hours long.
What do you mean, what else could they do? They came up with 11. They can keep going at this point, I think.
Listen, they have done everything. I thought they were done when they sent two black dudes into space in the 9th one. And then all of a sudden, they drop a 10th one. What are they going to do? Go to an interdimensional territory on the last one?
I didn't even know that happened, that they went to space till you told me that.
Oh, yeah. They sent Tyrese and Ludacris into space in like a Ford Pinto.
Did they come back?
They came back, obviously. Okay. Yeah, they're here. They were in the next movie. But how do you go past that? You go from jumping out of airplanes to jumping in airplanes to driving over airplanes to now being a spaceship. What are you going to do now? You got to time travel. They're going to have to time travel to go into another dimension.
You had me at Ford Pinto, which shows that we're old, and that's all. Have a great day, everybody. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ just gave you the Olivia Rodrigo keyword, which is brutal for this hour. So go to 1037kissfm.com and enter that word for your chance to win tickets to see her. So DZ, I've been dying to talk to you about this because you care a lot about shoes. You're a sneaker guy, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say a sneaker head, but I like my shoes, yeah.
Sorry, I had to grab my coffee and pull up a seat because I got to tell you about this. So anyway.
Oh, we got tea? Hold on. Let me get my tea.
I love it.
Talk to me.
I appreciate, you know, how much you're into shoes, and you've made me notice shoes more. Like, I start to look at them more, and I'm like, oh, I like those, or I like those, and I bought a pair I liked. I started caring more. I'm like, oh, this is interesting, this whole shoe culture. But then something happened, DZ, with a couple, and I was a little, it gave me the ick. I was at the airport when I went to see my mom back in January,
right?
And I never got a chance to talk about this on the air, but there was a couple in the airport who had matching Nike tennis shoes, and I did not like it. In fact, I thought it was icky, and it bugged me, and I don't know why, and I know I'm being judgmental, but I've never seen a couple like that wear the exact same shoes. But you see people dress their kids. You see family photos people dress alike. So what's the difference, right?
All the time. People always wearing matching jumpsuits for some reason, somehow, some way.
You know the black and white Nikes that everybody's wearing, you know, with the black swoosh and like everybody.
They call them the pandas. Yeah, they're the low top, the black and white dunks.
That's
they're
what they were
pandas.
Wearing. Just to paint the picture for people that understand.
Oh, I knew it.
So I knew it. So that gave me the ick even more because they're so popular right now. So I'm like, the two of them wearing, it's almost making them too much. You know what
it's
I
too
mean?
Much.
It's too much.
It is too much, bro. I'm not mad at that. Nah, it would have given me the ick too, bro. Because I guarantee you, they weren't clean, they weren't fresh, they were probably a little bit dirty, weren't they?
I have no idea. You would go there, though. You're like, if they're dirty, I don't like them.
Man,
because if they're wearing them, you know, like that.
If they're at the airport in those shoes, my guess is those are their travel shoes. Listen, they were probably dirty sneakers.
You're right.
And I'm not trying to get on nobody's case, but when something is so oversaturated and then you oversaturate it even more by wearing the same exact shoe
as your partner. Is that what gave me the ick? Is that the shoes are so popular when I saw the couple wearing them, it gave me more of an ick? Is that what it was?
It triggered you. I think so, because it's like, do y'all really both got to wear them right now? Did you guys look at each other and go, today's the day, today's the move? Maybe you can hear it in my voice.
Yeah.
It's too much. I'm not a matchy-matchy guy. I've actually, and I'll be completely honest, I've refrained. Even if my wife and I are in the same color palette, I'm like, one of us got to change. We can't both wear, you know, blue jeans, a red shirt, and then a black coat. No, one of us got to change.
Well, because you don't want to look like you work at Target, so in fairness.
True, because we're probably on the way to Target.
Yo, take off the red polo, Aaron. You heard? I'm wearing the red polo today.
That's why people keep coming asking me at Target asking me for help. Now I get it. But no, I don't do matchy. I don't like to wear coordinated outfits, except when it comes to the kids. Now with the youngins.
I knew you were going to go there. You know what? I have a friend who dresses her kids like her and her husband. She buys them all outfits and they're so cornball, but she dies on that hill and she loves it and she takes every picture with them matching. And I'm just like, I guess if you're going to own it, I got nothing to say. It's your family.
It's mad cornball. Don't get me wrong. I still think I'm corny, but for whatever reason, seeing a mini you in a mini outfit that you also have, adorable. Adorable. Or when you coordinate and it's like, all right, today we're all wearing a shade of brown and we're all going to step out and we're going to look amazing as a family. It's about the aesthetic. I guess it only matters when you add more people, because now we're a team. Mm-hmm. Before it was just me and my wife looking mad crazy like we're trying to match. Now it's like, oh, you guys should take a family photo. Oh, the kids make everything cuter. For whatever reason, matching with kids is different. But matching with your couple, stop doing that, y'all. Please don't. Why would you ever?
Well, then that's the question that we're going to ask. Is it okay for couples to match? Or is it okay for kids to match? Or is it, we're basically saying no to couples, yes to kids. Is that where we're at? I can agree with you on that.
I'm okay with matching outfits with the kids. I'm not okay with matching outfits with the spouse. I don't know why it doesn't sit right with me.
I didn't like it when I saw the people wearing the same shoes in the airport. Just saying. 414-533-1037. How do we feel about matchy-matchy? We'll talk to you next. You can text or call that number. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ talking about matching couples.
No, you said we talking about matchy-matchy.
Matchy-matchy. Because I was at the airport and I saw this couple traveling with the same Nike shoes on it. And I thought it looked corny. And I was like, why are they wearing the same shoes? It's too much. But then if you put your kid in the same outfit, I'm not so judgmental. I think it's kind of cute. So who am I to talk?
Then it's not enough.
It's never enough with kids. Never. All right. First up, Lisa's in Milwaukee, and she says she actually has a pro tip for us. So I got to hear this.
Talk to us, Lisa. Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. So the time you should dress your kids the same as you. So I'm a baby nurse. I have a child who's grown and out, and I've been a preschool teacher. If you ever go on a field trip with your child or go to the fair or go to anywhere where there's a lot of kids, a pumpkin patch, whatever, dress your kid in the same basic outfit, jeans and the same color shirt. So if they lose you or if you lose them, you can quickly look at what you're wearing and go to somebody and say, I can't find my child. They're wearing this. And your kid knows to look at what they're wearing and know my mom is wearing this or my dad is wearing this.
It's like when you go on field trips and you put them all in orange t-shirts just in case.
Exactly.
So you know where they're
at. Version.
Yeah.
I gotta buy more Mickey Mouse shirts so I can match my son more.
You know what? I have this top that's like neon green that I put on my kids in the summer at the pool so I can always see them in the pool.
Because I can always spot them.
They can swim now, but I can see them. I never know. There's kids everywhere. You can't find your kid in a pool.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? The age. When your kid is lost, it's a minute of panic.
But again, I'm not wearing the same neon shirt, so this is not the same thing here.
Similar-minded, though. Definitely similar-minded in saying, like, hey, me and my kid are both wearing this Spider-Man t-shirt.
Totally.
Same shirt, I promise. Have you seen them? Thankfully, it hasn't happened, but knock on wood, you never know.
Better
man.
Not.
It can happen. It has happened to other people. So wearing that same outfit, that actually is a pro tip. Lisa, okay.
Lisa spoke on it. Former preschool teacher and mom. Go, girl. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Bye.
And a baby nurse.
Baby nurse. I forgot that part too. Shay is in Greendale. Good morning, Shay.
Hey, good morning, morning.
How do we feel about matchy-matchy with the couples and the kids?
Talk to me.
I agree with Lisa. I'm totally with her. I do the same thing, but I do it with myself, but I also do it with the girls too. I mean, you know, I got the two of them, so I always say they're dressed the same. I dress them the same because I'm like, well, if one's missing, they look like this one. They look like each other.
They look alike.
Exactly the same. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And then also I dress them like me for those days. Like, okay, like Lisa said, they look like me. And like splitting image is either I have a picture of them or they look like me. So it's like a picture right there.
You're into it. You're into the matching. How do you feel about couples wearing the same shoes though, Shay? How do you feel about that?
I mean, if it's just the shoes, that's fine. Now, if it's
no, it's not. I saw it myself. It's not. It's corny.
I cringe. Shay. I cringe.
I'm like, I really don't care for shoes. If it's the whole getup, though, that's what would trigger me.
Okay.
Like, if it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm not too picky when it's shoes because I don't so much look at people's shoes off too often.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's
if it's the whole get up, like you guys have the sweatshirt on, the pants on, you guys have the same whole thing where he's mine, she's mine.
Okay. Like my that. King, my well, queen, if y'all are wearing nose hoodies.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
Y'all got the same backpack even? Y'all got to get out of here, man.
Yeah,
wait, hold on.
Take that stuff and go somewhere else.
Shay, we are hurting people's feelings so hard right now, but I don't care. Somebody texted in and said, couples matching is cringe AF. I have a friend who literally picks all her family outfits to match on an everyday basis, and I just die every day.
The one place no. I will allow it is Disney World. That's only because I love Disney World. That's the only place
well,
I will
that's
allow
okay. There's places where it would make sense. I mean, family pictures, Disney
Everybody
World.
Matching yeah. at Disney.
But every day of the week, get it. No, come on, get a new hobby.
Listen. You don't need that stuff. We don't need that much in our face every day of the week. You know what?
The only shirts like, I'm trying to match with my partner, with Aaron, is the I'm with Stupid shirt. And then I've got to wear the one that says I'm stupid.
Right. I was going to say, don't you dare put her in a place where she's wearing the stupid one.
Listen, she's a teacher. I'm on the radio. I know the difference.
What's it called? Like, I'm the master and so forth. You can do those kind of shirts.
Oh,
like, those
that
stupid,
sounds...
idiotic shirts. Like, humor
I'm
shirts,
the master.
I'm
that sounds like
I got to wear that one.
Shirts are funny. Like, shirts that make you laugh,
Shay.
I think, would be fun.
You can only wear those if the dog's wearing the one who says, that's my master.
Thank you.
That's
thank
the only
you.
Appropriate. No, thank you. Shay, have a great day.
Bye, Shay. Listen, if anybody's wearing the master shirt, it's going to be me. Otherwise, the optics on that are not good.
Not at all. Especially if you're not in the bedroom for that one. Okay, Jessica's in Milwaukee. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
You're last on this train of judging people that dress alike. I said I saw a couple with the same shoes and it gave me the ick.
Nope, I'm not judging at all.
Go on. What do you think?
The queen of corny. Okay, I don't know if it's a cultural thing.
She's at the
we
queen.
We are a black same-sex couple. We've been matching since we started dating. Okay.
Wait.
We got to coordinate. We don't do that. We going to coordinate.
Every outfit you and
how
your
long
girl.
You guys been together?
Seriously?
Not every outfit, but like if we go out, if I buy something and she thinks it's cute or she buys me an outfit, it's because it coordinates with hers. We coordinate.
So not every outfit? But 9 out of 10.
Special occasions, but
Jessica. Jessica.
So we will coordinate.
This is the best part of having the same taste as your partner. So you got two women, and they can go out and they can just buy the same outfits, and they don't
mind. We used to coordinate with our dogs. If we would like go for a walk and stuff. We
come
would
on.
Dog wear it before we had kids.
Jessica said
so
we used to
we
do
got
the
two
dog.
Girls. So now we got two girls, and we match.
Everybody.
A lot.
Oh,
we
my.
We go on vacation. We're known as the matching family.
Okay, well, Jessica.
Vacation. I respect vacation
that's
for sure.
Different.
That's along the lines of, you know, being out and about in public, a strange place. You matchy-matchy. I'm with that. I'm about that life. But if we just go to the store, if we just go to church.
No, come on. Jessica.
I see it.
If I see somebody in public with the four women, two older women and two little girls, I'm going to be like, Jessica!
You're definitely going to know it's me.